Hey guys, it's Jordan the Cheap Geek. This is Wednesday afternoon, about five o'clock by the time it gets pushed out. As all of you noticed, I put up a video announcing the Google Voice invite giveaway winner. He was real happy. He's already got the service up and running. He actually messaged me and said he really enjoyed it, so I'm really happy about that. And I really wanted to expand kind of on what I said in that video about my displeasement with Apple, AT&T, and their reactions to Google Voice. It really upsets me. This is the first time. Now, Apple's done this quite a bit with Sling Player, Skype, what else? Oh, Podcaster, Mail Wrangler. There's been a lot of instances where they have rejected an app. Has no reason not to be rejected. And none of them really affected me, so I really didn't care. But now I do. This is the first app where I really enjoy. Now, I'm lucky enough to actually have the app. I already bought the app. I bought it 2 weeks ago, fortunately. And I have the free copy as well. But what I'm more upset with is I was really looking forward to maybe push notifications coming to this application. And it's not going to happen. And it just really infuriates me that because AT&T is mad about me trying to save money or me trying to get a better experience on my mobile device, that they're going to force Apple to pull this application. You know, I really, really do think Apple needs to, you know, get away from AT&T. Now, would I still stay with AT&T? Yeah, I actually don't mind AT&T. My service is exceptional. I've actually had pretty good service results with AT&T. I had one little snafu right before I bought the 3GS, but eventually I talked to someone who handled it properly in regards to that press release they put out, and they actually did a very good job with it. It took a while, but they did a good job. So my complaints to AT&T are, I think, more tied to the exclusivity deal. I think if Apple had another carrier in the U.S. or multiple carriers everywhere, I don't think we'd be seeing this problem. I think AT&T wouldn't have enough gumption in this market to tell Apple what to do. It'd be Apple telling AT&T what to do, you know. So it's really frustrating, and I'm joining the critics of AT&T for different reasons, but they need to do something about it. So this is my anti-AT&T boo, so I hope you enjoyed it, and I will catch you guys later.